bright sunshine out there. Now we're going to hear from Jody Franklin. She's the Director of Tourism at the El Dorado County Visitors Authority. And she's full of information about El Dorado County, which is a wonderful place to visit. It's not just for Lake Tahoe. There's a lot out there besides Lake Tahoe in El Dorado County. And Jody's going to tell us about that. Thanks, Jody.
Hello.
So, oh my goodness. Is everybody from someplace else? Are there any residents? Anybody that are residents here? Okay, there's a few. And is this your first time? How many first timers to El Dorado County? Okay, I got my eye on you guys. We need repeat visits. So they put me right after the beach. You know, this is pretty much what I'm selling, the beach. And that's my job, to sell the beach. How hard is that? And then the rest of El Dorado County. So it goes from Nevada state line all the way down to El Dorado Hills. So it's a big place, very diverse, which is wonderful. So what I thought for you I would do is the top 10 reasons you need to visit El Dorado in the next 365 days. And what's important about this is I've put the what I call El Dorado Insider's Intel. I want to put Jody's Pearls of Wisdom, but I thought you'd take them more seriously if I put El Dorado's Insider's Intel. This is like the little secrets, and you're going to hear it. Okay, number 10, Apple Hill. The intel on this one, and I only have like a minute and a half on each slide, so I'll kind of move through it pretty quickly, but there's 50 farms and ranches there. They sell apples, they sell everything, pumpkin, apple, whatever. September is the best time to go. At the end of October, this time, the last 10 days, very impacted. You have a very different experience than you have in September. September, it's a multi-generational, wonderful time, you know. The whole family loves each other. If you go at the end of October, nobody speaks to each other when they get out of the car. So, also, the intel, there's a huge corn maze. So the little kids have those bales and stuff. This is over an acre corn maze, so you can entertain the preteens there too. There's a couple of ranches that are now open year-round, and for me, that's really awesome. And there's an app for that. And then the Mills Ranch, Millview, has a little gold rush town that they've created for the kids to run around in. So it's like several different houses. It's really cool. Okay, wine. We have 70 wineries in El Dorado County, and the biggest one is maybe 20,000 cases a year. I think they do 24,000. That's Boger. But so your experience is going to be very different than if you went to Napa. People always tell me it's Napa 20 years ago. I hear that all the time. So what the insights are on that one is you're going to go to a winery and you're going to have a story when you come home. For instance, I usually try to go to a different winery, you know, maybe every once every 3-4 months so I can talk about it. And I went to Master Stereo, and he's talking, oh, all of a sudden he pulls out a saxophone, he's playing his sax. It's like, when you're drinking wine, the winemaker is there playing the sax for you, that's good stuff. And that was just impromptu. That kind of stuff happens all the time in our wineries because they're small. CGRE, he is the inventor. He was on a team of scientists that invented Captain Crunch and Hidden Valley Ranch. He was a scientist. So he is now a winemaker and in El Dorado County, CGRE Winery. He makes really good wine, too. If he can make Captain Crunch and Hidden Valley and then goes to wine, I'm following him. And then if you're, we're known for our big, bold reds, but in the Pleasant Valley area, the region's kind of getting known for its Rhone varietals. So we're kind of, you know, that's kind of what we do, small lots with lots of wines. So you don't go taste four wines. There's maybe 10 or 15 there that you could possibly taste, which you don't because you want to move on. But we have 1-acre lots on this. We've got all these microclimates. So they can kind of be experimental with their, the winemakers with their wines. So that's why they like El Dorado. Okay, Coloma, this is where it all began, when the first nugget was picked up. The reason we're probably all here is the mad rush to California after that first gold nugget was discovered. There's an app for that. This year, spectacular, they put some money, they got a grant, put some money into it. So they have a new full-size replica of the Sutter's Mill where he, you know, found the first nugget, close to the spot he found the first nugget. And there's a new restaurant down there, Argonaut. Farm to Fork menu is awesome. They have more walking tours, guided walking tours, and there's a living history day. All this is done by the volunteers down there in period clothing, and it's absolutely wonderful. When the volunteers aren't there, you know, it got kind of run down. It was like, why would you want to go there a second time? Now, there's just new life in the place. So even if you've been before, you got to go again. Placerville, we're sitting on a gold mine, literally. So the insider intel is the free stagecoach rides on the third Saturday of every month, guided ghost tours year-round, not just in October, year-round, and guided guided historic walking tours year-round. And Goldbug Park now has a wonderful group of volunteers, the docents, period clothing, the whole bit, that they always had Goldbug Mine that was open to the public, but then there was this secret priest mine that was only open to groups. And even me, I would say, can I get, you know, maybe media over there or something? Oh no, that's just for groups. Well, all of a sudden they found out this is a gold mine, opening up this gold mine that hadn't been really seen by the average Joe for many years. So now they've got 800 people wanting to, you know, in 2 days wanting to see that mine. So they do that periodically, and again, they breathe new life into that place. And they just started doing interpretive nature trails this year. Rafting, whitewater rafting. The South Fork of the American River is one of the most rafted rivers in California. It's because we're dam controlled. So it's not exactly like turning on and off the faucet, but even during a drought time, they have to release some water. So we just ask them to release it during the time that we can recreate on it. So we're not wasting water, it's not going down there. They had to release it to create energy anyway. But we get 5 days a week, anytime before Memorial Day or after Labor Day, and then no. Weekends only before Memorial Day and after Labor Day, and then 5 days a week the rest, even during drought, which most of the other rivers had to shut down, so we got a lot of business that way. As long as we could keep the message up, we're not wasting water, we're not running it down the river when we didn't need to. Best pricing, that's another little tip, which you probably could have figured that out with best pricing. This is a new distillery in El Dorado County. It's our first one, and they just passed a law that says they can actually sell. So it just opened in like April, and they did tours, and then you would do these little tastings. And, you know, everybody does wine tastings. Why not do distilled spirits? But so that's opened up a whole new audience for us. And they just, like I said, they just got so they could sell the product to you, because after you're done with these tastings, you can't buy anything. It's like tasting wine, and then it's like a tease. You can't buy with their product, right? So they the governor just signed the law. So celebration. The great outdoors. So I put this in here because we have so many hiking trails, so many hiking. More than half of El Dorado County is forest. We've got I kind of listed them here in waterfalls. I mean, I started to put hikes on there, and you can't. Whatever you want that day, you can probably have, as long as the season's right for it. So, like, for instance, the Dave Moore Nature Trail, that's wheelchair accessible. Goes right down to the American River. The El Dorado Trail just got a new section completed, the trestle section, insider intel. And Lover's Leap, and, you know, the views. I mean, we could go on forever. I started on all waterfalls. 1 year I decided I'm going to do all waterfalls. But then I didn't kind of think that through. Waterfalls are only a certain time of year, so I got to put all my hikes in that time. So then I went to wildflowers too, so thematically. This is an event, and the reason it's worthy of being up here is we celebrate California Restaurant Month in January, every January. And for the last 5 years, we've done a progressive dinner. So we have 8 different itineraries. You have 4 restaurants per itinerary, so you have, you know, just like a regular progressive dinner, only you're going to restaurants. Hugely popular, just a nightmare to try to organize, but people will pay top dollar, and it was really great because they get these great experiences. if you're a foodie, you know that this is right up your alley. So this year, however, a reason to come back is I'm opening it up. So I want to have a culinary experience every single day of the month in January. So it's kind of a big goal, but we've already got a progressive dinner, so that's going to be in one part of the county. And then over here is going to be a wine pairing, and over there is going to be a chef, you know, preparing wild game or whatever. So every single day of the month, we're going to have something, some culinary adventure. I'm doing pretty good. Oh my gosh, this is like almost like at the end. I'm at 12. What are my minutes? Okay, you're not going to say I'm going to have some. All right, so if you do come to El Dorado County, share your adventures. Share it with us. My OCD kind of just ruined my eyes right there. Hashtag El Dorado County. I'm looking through here. You're probably not of the generation where you feel comfortable with that. There's a few of you maybe. Me neither. Do it, because that points you out. So we can look at your pictures and go, hey, that's great, you know. And we also, this is the insider intel, the social media is where we give away tickets and attractions and excursions. We do this like 4 times a year. We work with our partners to do event tickets. We just gave away some that were worth $450 for 2 adults for 4 days. So it's worth putting that hashtag on there. We're very active on Facebook. When I say we, it's not me, but you know, our team of people on social media. And it's fun. It's fun. It's got El Dorado back up and everybody realizing what we have here. Okay, this is number one. This is number one. So that's why you have your bags, World Bowl Panning Championships. We've been working on this for 4 years. Next year will be 4 years, so 3 years. We bid for the World Bowl Panning Championships to come to El Dorado, and we got it. The last time we had it was down in Coloma. It was in 1998. I believe the I knew I shouldn't have said that. Sesquicentennial. Over 600 international competitors and their families. They come here before. They come here, they compete, and then they go on excursions all day, you know, when they're not competing. Sometimes they're out early. So from 30 different countries, we have a parade of nations. Every single day is going to be, I imagine it's going to be like you're in someplace other than El Dorado County, because it's going to be so full of internationals. We also have planned all these excursions, really great excursions, for that time. So we're having mystery dinner theater, you know, melodramas, then we're excursion to Tahoe, Apple Hill, everything you'd ever want to do, usually all year round, we're putting in that you can do in these like 2 weeks. So it would be a good time to come, because it's going to be a fun time. They're going to have concerts and everything at the venue, and if you don't want to do that, the rest of the county has been preparing for you to visit for 3-4 years. So that's it. Nice. What's my time? Come on, what's my time? Is it 10? Did I get 10 minutes?
Yeah, you're perfect.
Oh, okay. Right.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Yeah, absolutely. El Dorado County has a lot to offer, and I think Jody put together a great list. I've done a lot of those things. My kids always have lots of things to do in El Dorado County.
Do you know
County.
The intel, though?
Some great tips there. Yeah. Really great tips. I'm going to check that out.